This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charges Thursday. Authorities say John and Carrie Halford misspent nearly $900,000 in pandemic relief money on a lavish lifestyle. The couple's plea agreement in the case stipulates prosecutors will not request more than a 15-year prison sentence. The funeral home made headlines last year when 190 improperly stored bodies were found inside. The Halfords face more than 200 additional state charges. Elephants were the subject of Colorado Supreme Court oral arguments on Thursday. CPR's Allison Sherry was in the courtroom and explains that animal rights groups are trying to get a Colorado Springs Zoo to release their elephants to a sanctuary.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has five elderly elephants, and an animal rights group is trying to include the pachyderms under the habeas corpus or personhood law, which means they deserve liberty. The state Supreme Court justices were skeptical, arguing they wouldn't know what the line would be on extending personhood to non-human beings. Some even joked in court that their dogs were super smart, and should they too be included in this? The zoo's attorney, former Attorney General John Southers, argued that the state Supreme Court may not even be the proper venue for this anyway, and that the legislature could change laws on zoo and animal welfare in Colorado. The state's highest court should make a decision on this next year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver Broncos wide receiver Josh Reynolds is recovering from two gunshot wounds after he and another man were shot after visiting a strip club last week. The Broncos say Reynolds' injuries were minor. Police have arrested two men in connection with the shooting. It occurred in the early morning hours last weekend. The Broncos host the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. This is CPR News and KRCC.